Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Kate Faulkner.
Hello, hope you're okay. It's Christmas Eve. Thank you for downloading today's podcast on Wednesday, December 24th. Coming up today, people from a town near Folkestone are demanding improvements to their postal service, a push for a smartphone-free Christmas, and we'll look ahead at Gillingham's festive fixtures. But we're starting today's podcast with a story that will hopefully bring you some extra Christmas cheer. Three siblings from Tunbridge are starring in a new Christmas music video after being discovered on Instagram. Noah's mum, Jess, posted a video of him singing, which was spotted by a producer who runs the Florence Street Band. His younger brother and sister were also chosen to record and appear in the song Wonderful Things. Now, our reporter Charlotte Phillips has been chatting to Lola, Arlo and Noah McAuliffe, along with mum, Jess.
After my mum tagged the Florence Street Band, they just came in contact saying that they wanted us three to perform in their new music video. So no. Then
you were singing a song in his school choir. Oh, yeah. Of my what was it, my favorite time of year, their first Christmas song, and I then recorded Noah singing and put it up on my Instagram, tagged the band, didn't really think anything of it, and then woke up the next morning from a message from Lee, and he was saying they were looking for children singers for their new music video and were amazed by Noah's voice. And then sort of he saw that I also had a daughter and he needed a little girl in the video as well. And then also saw that I had another child. So that's sort of how they then became the three children.
So literally overnight, that opportunity, kind of amazing. I bet you could never have, any of you could have imagined that that would have come from just posting a video online.
No, absolutely not. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, they were flown. So that was in sort of November of 2023.
Oh, wow. So a long process then.
Yeah. And then we were all flown to England in March of 2024.
Right.
And they spent a day in the recording studio and recorded the song. They got their costumes and everything. And then they spent 2 days on set filming the music video, and then it's taken that long for it all to be created with the amazing animation and all of that, and then it was finally released this Christmas.
And I'm assuming this was your first kind of professional video shoot as well.
Yeah.
And what was your reaction when you first saw kind of the full set when you got there?
It was like, it was so magical, because you entered and at first it was all dark because we weren't on the set yet. But then when we got into the set, it was this big room with a nice Christmas tree, a piano, a big old wooden table, well, old looking. And it was also cool, like the books on the shelves, and it felt magical.
What was each of your favourite part about the whole experience?
In the set, there was a smoke machine and I had to press the button for it to react.
What about you, Noah?
I think it was making the decorations to put on the tree. That was just fun. Like sticking the golden rims on the drums and cutting stars out. That was fun.
And Lola?
I found a ladybird and it was on set with me.
And how did you all kind of react once, obviously you filmed it such a long time ago, how did you react when it kind of, you finally came out this month?
I liked it. I thought it was going to be good, but I didn't think all the animation was going to be like that good and all the effects.
Yeah,
they loved it, and I guess it was quite amazing sort of knowing what they saw on the set. And like Lola had sort of a little fairy on a stick sort of waved in front of her face and had to react to that, and to see the magic actually come to life was quite incredible.
Previous songs created by the band have been sung in schools, churches and theatres around the world.
Kent Online News.
Taking a look now at some of our other top stories from across the county. Police are hunting a registered sex offender from Yorkshire who could be in Kent. Darren Inkpen is wanted for breaching his probation conditions after being released from prison. Officers believe the 55-year-old, who was living in a hotel in Leeds, could be in the Broadstairs area. We've shared his picture at Kent Online. A Sittingbourne woman who lied about receiving death threats and being the victim of a sex attack has been warned she faces prison. An innocent man was arrested and spent several months in jail on remand after Lauren Kinraid made up stories. The 35-year-old from Pembury Court pleaded guilty in court to perverting the course of justice. She's due to be sentenced in March. An immigration officer from Kent is among six people charged with stealing from asylum seekers and laundering money. The Crown Prosecution Service says the alleged offences happened between August 2021 and November 2022. 33-year-old Jack Mitchell from Dover is due in court next month. A drug dealer from Sheppey has been jailed after authorities uncovered plans to import drugs concealed in crates of fruit. Ben Sullivan was part of a criminal network linked to high-purity cocaine, which was seized following a raid in Minster earlier this year. The 32-year-old, who's previously from William Rigby Drive, was arrested while trying to board a flight to Dubai and has been locked up for 10 years and 6 months.
Kent Online News.
People living in a town near Folkestone are demanding improvements to their postal service. Residents of Hawkinge say they're only getting mail every couple of weeks. They say important documents like car registrations, pension letters and credit card bills are all arriving late. Ali Haywood has been speaking to reporter Sam Lennon.
For about the last 3 to 4 months, we've been receiving mail, I'd say, about... It was once a week at one point, but it's getting worse. So I'd say over the last couple of months, we've probably been getting our mail about every 12 to 13 days.
And what sort of problems has that caused you?
Well, it's caused problems with things like registering my husband's car, because he's a taxi driver. He changed his car recently and he needed the paperwork to be able to change the car, so he couldn't work for a while he's waiting for all that to happen. We've had hospital and doctor's letters come through, which have been asking us to contact the doctors, which obviously is worrying if you've been asked to contact a doctor's and then you haven't received the letter for 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
There have been bills that have come through, credit card bills, etc. So, but... And also it's upsetting because we've both had birthdays. Our relatives have sent cards and spent money on sending cards to us, which have then not arrived.
And what do you think of this?
I think it's disgraceful. I think that for a company as big as Royal Mail, I know they're going to blame the Christmas surge. I know that's what they're going to say. But it shouldn't come as a surprise to them. Christmas comes along every year and they should have contingency plans in place so that they take on temporary or extra staff or offer extra hours overtime to staff that want it. But also they shouldn't be thinking of it just being Christmas, because it isn't just Christmas. It happened before the Christmas surge happened. The other thing that we've also noticed is that we are receiving all our parcels, and we've been advised that...
Your parcels on time?
Parcels are on time. They're all coming on time. No problem with them. It's the letters. We've spoken to residents in the local area, and they've advised that when they've managed to speak to a postman, they've been advised that the mail is being put to the side while the parcels are being delivered.
Do you blame the postman himself or the management?
Absolutely not. The postmen that deliver to us are amazing. They're really good. It is clearly something to do with the staff. Our normal postman, we haven't seen him for a while, so we hope he's well. Yesterday, the postman that delivered, I actually spoke to him and he said he'd only started that day. So they're clearly just starting to bring some more people on board, but time will only tell when we get our next mail delivery.
Royal Mail says it is working quickly to resolve any disruption amid its busiest time of the year. It comes as Royal Mail has admitted they sometimes have to prioritise parcels at this time of year after reports letters haven't been arriving in Northfleet. One customer in Church Path says she didn't receive any mail for a number of weeks and says it's the same for her neighbours too. The company say they take reports of any delays seriously and are working to resolve the disruption. Hundreds of residents in a village near Canterbury have staged a protest against plans for almost 200 new homes. The land off Rattling Street in Chatham has been earmarked for development in the council's draft local plan. Villagers have raised concerns about the impact on infrastructure. Environmental bodies have also slammed the plans as wholly inappropriate. It's been confirmed work on a £41 million relief road near Canterbury will get underway next month. It'll connect the A291 Sturry Hill to the A28, bypassing the villagers' level crossing in a bid to ease congestion. Advanced works are due to start on January 12th, which will involve 13 weeks of lane closures as utilities are diverted and an entrance built for construction workers. Now, a mum from Folkestone has joined a campaign calling for a smartphone-free Christmas. Billboards have been put up across Kent encouraging parents to delay giving their children devices as long as possible. Felicity Winkles is from the group Smartphone-Free Childhood. She's been chatting to reporter Finn McDermott from our colleagues at KMTV.
The movement was set up in 2024 by two parents. Parents just sort of speaking on the issue and just, you know, how worried they were. And by sort of storm, you know, more parents joined the conversation. And, you know, in little over a year, we now have about 300,000 parents, carers, teachers, heads, doctors, all part of the movement, which is, it's really, you know, sort of showing kind of momentum for what I think parents intrinsically know is that smartphones aren't designed for children.
I see. And you mentioned there smartphones not being designed for children. What are some of the benefits for younger children if they are smartphone or social media free?
The benefits for children on being smartphone free is being able to be one, kind of prolonging childhood, that outdoor play, doing things which, you know, children are meant to be doing, you know, problem solving, going out, playing with friends, speaking, kind of real life interactions. And what we're finding and what research is finding that children who are given smartphones too early are often kind of, you know, looking, they're made to be addictive. With that, they're finding that behavior is more irritable, problems sleeping, poor concentration, but also importantly, or sadly, missing out on those real life experiences with friends, all because actually the lure of a screen is so addictive, and you know, other things which they used to enjoy doing, you know, sort of pales in comparison. And I think adults know this. I know the amount of times, you know, and I'm campaigning where I'm, you know, really looking forward to reading a book and, you know, before bed, and I find myself on my phone and, you know, I don't want to be. And I think, you know, that's as a, you know, adults who have got, you know, have fully, you know, developed brains that can sort of handle impulse, but still find the lure of smartphones, you know, very, very addictive. So I think it's an unfair thing that to try and sort of ask children to have good, you know, sort of phone use when they are designed to keep and profit from children's attention.
I see. And tell us a bit about the campaign you've launched. It's in partnership with the advertising company JC Dassault. What exactly are you calling for this Christmas and how are you spreading the message?
Yeah, it's a really exciting campaign, and very kindly they gifted us this billboard campaign across the whole of the United Kingdom, which is absolutely fantastic. This year, we're really encouraging families to give the gift of a smartphone-free childhood, and at least for a little longer. So we've got billboards sort of showing very nostalgic kind of classic Christmas pictures that you might see on a Christmas card, but within it, you know, within the background, there's sort of, you know, you see the kind of smartphone lurking, and it just looks really out of place for a Christmas setting. And I think we just, you know, it's asking, or it's trying to help parents take a step and think, actually, you know, it's the smartphone is, you know, going to be on the top of my child's Christmas list. Do I want that? Childhood is short. Smartphones can wait. and it's to kind of get, you know, get conversations started. We're encouraging. We have free Christmas cards, which you can sign up for, be sent, and you can send it to, you know, MPs, teachers, people in your kind of community, just to kind of start the conversation about let's delay smartphone ownership. And parents coming together, I think, is a really strong thing. And that's what the Smartphone Free Childhood movement's based on. It's really parents helping other parents and helping to delay.
Kent Online News.
A Herne Bay builder is being remembered for his smile and banter following his death at the age of 73. Steve Lawrence started his career as an apprentice more than 50 years ago and was known as a legend of the trade. He worked on hundreds of projects for private clients, but was also involved in the town's seafront garden scheme for the local council. A funeral service will take place in the new year. A Maidstone man who ended up fighting for his life in hospital after sneezing has regained consciousness and started talking. Luke Savage's family were told the 23-year-old might not make it after suffering four strokes and a bleed on the brain in August. He's continuing treatment at Maidstone Hospital and is making progress. New figures have revealed a record number of us here in the southeast are using the NHS app. More than 4.3 million people logged on between December last year and this November. That's up by 650,000 users on the previous year. It allows you to check prescriptions, view test results and get health advice. There's another reminder to check timetables if you're planning to travel by train in Kent over Christmas. The network won't be running at all tomorrow. And on Boxing Day, engineers will be working to complete maintenance near Maidstone East. Southeastern also won't have trains going in and out of London, Victoria between Saturday and New Year's Eve.
Kent Online News.
Greggs has opened a new store in a former Wilco building in Kent. The bakery's taken over the vacant unit at Swanley Square Shopping Centre. It's created 15 jobs in the area. Now, a spooky Christmas story filmed in Kent will make its television premiere later. A ghost story for Christmas. The Room in the Tower was filmed at the Grade 2 listed Cobham Hall near Gravesend. It stars Ab Fab's Joanna Lumley. It's on at 10 tonight. And a Maidstone man who's doing 12 marathons in 12 days to reopen a youth club in the town will set off on the final run today. Nathan Hinckley's raising money for Young Lives Foundation, who were forced to shut their facility due to funding cuts. He was hoping to raise £5,000, but has already had more than £6,000 in donations.
Kent Online Sports.
Football Now and Gillingham are getting ready for a busy Christmas with four games in just 10 days. They start with a match against Cambridge United on Boxing Day, then take on Colchester United, Swindon Town and Notts County. Gillingham manager Gareth Ainsworth has been chatting to Phil from the club's media team.
First of all, Neil is a top friend and a real good manager. You know, what he's done in the game, both football-wise and management-wise, you know, you've got to say what a career, you know. So looking forward to sharing a touchline with him. I know he was here, so obviously there'll be some added irony on the game, you know, and yeah, hopefully we can get the points, because tactically they'll be very organised, you know, they work incredibly hard, and that's the Neil Harris side, you know, and it's nice when people talk about the manager and what his sides are like, because that's an identity, and you know, I've heard myself talked about that in that vein, and that's great, because your teams represent you, and Neil's teams definitely will be you know, solid, and definitely work hard. They're in a good place at the moment. They've had a good run. They've changed the shape sort of mid-season, and I think it's worked well, paid dividends for them. So yeah, we're fully expecting a tough game on Boxing Day, which it should be. It's the derby game. Historically, you know, and I know they're close-ish now, the teams that you play on the Boxing Day. And yeah, we're looking forward to hosting Cambridge. And like I say, I want all 3 points. You know, we're at home. We've had a tough run the last six games, you know, really have. You know, we should have put a couple of those games to bed without a shadow of a doubt. Hopefully we can put this one to bed.
Neil's teams don't tend to concede many goals. So how important is it then when we do get our chances, we're clinical when we have them?
Yeah. Listen, the best players in the world, our strikers, are the highest paid players in the world, our strikers, the biggest transfer fees, our strikers. For that reason, Phil, you know, clinical, being clinical in front of goals, scoring goals, is the hardest part of the game. We need to be better at that, we know that, and I think that having a few of the injured coming back into it now is going to be a massive boost for me, because there's more goals from different areas, there's more chances created. yeah, really looking forward to it. But yeah, goal scoring is something I picked up on in a couple of games lately, saying could we put the game to bed. We certainly could have. So I want us to be even more clinical and take our chances when they come.
I know you won't give any names, but two or three, perhaps come back into the squad.
Yeah, I think we're getting back to a good amount of players in the squad, you know. So yeah, I'm not going to name any names either. You'd be silly to do that over the Christmas period. All I'll say is I'm looking forward to picking from a decent squad. We've had a lot of injuries recently. I think the tally got up to 13 at one stage, and that was a lot, you know. And as I've said recently, you know, your best players and your best positions, it hurts anybody, not just Gillingham, but it certainly hurt us. And I'm looking forward to having the options now. I'm not saying the boys who've played haven't done well. We've done really well, you know. We're unbeaten in six games. Could have put them to bed. Could have had a couple of wins in there. So they've done really well. Just a boost. And, you know, when you see tired legs out there or changes from the bench, it's so, so big, you know. But, yeah, really looking forward to this one. And I want to win all four games. It's crazy for me to say, and people will go, well, that's not going to happen. Why not?
The Gills start the festive season 12th in League 2 with just one win from their last seven games. That's all from us today and for the year. Thank you to everyone who has downloaded the podcast in 2025. We will be back next year bringing you all the latest news from Kent. But while you're waiting, don't forget, you can always follow us on socials. You can also get the details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via the briefing. To sign up, just head to kentonline.co.uk. And while you're on the website, you can sign up to Kent Online Premium. It gives you access to content with fewer ads, with no pop-ups and exclusive stories. You can choose a subscription plan that works best for you. To find out more, head to kentonline.co.uk/subscribe. And from all of us here at the Kent Online Podcast, have a very Merry Christmas.